We've got changes coming to the interstate. The College Drive flyover is about to actually fly over. Joining us now to talk about it from the Department of Transportation is Rodney Mallett. Rodney, how are you, man?
Doing great. Very cold. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it is. It's another cold start to the morning. I appreciate you hopping on board because this next step in the College Drive flyover process is a big one. Tell me all about it.
Well, right now, when you're coming in, you're going west, you're coming downtown on 12, 10 merges with 12, and 12 is on the college exit side of the merge. So the people on 10 have to weave across 12 to get the college exit.
Yes.
Well, we're changing that tomorrow morning. 12 is now going to go under the I-10 overpass and will be on the left side of 10. And people on 12 will merge with the folks on 10 to get off in college. And it's going to be like that for about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on weather. Okay. And then what we're going to do during this next phase after this move is construct the actual dedicated exit lanes to College Drive. So in 6 to 8 weeks, you're not going to have any weaving action at all. You're going to have a dedicated exit lane to college and a dedicated lane on 10 and 12 to go west.
Okay. So, ultimately, if you're on 12 west when you merge with 10, you will eventually be, or after this weekend, you will be on the left-hand side of drivers on 10 west.
That's correct. You're going to be over there by the big Jersey barrier wall that separates 10 east and 10 west. And so it is going to be different. But the folks who feel like it's going to be too confusing, I think, aren't giving themselves enough credit. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have an option to stay on 12 or an option to get off at college. And if you miss your college exit, there's other exits that you can get off at to get to your location.
Well, yeah, I mean, a very worst case scenario, if you stay in that right hand lane, it'll guide you where you need to go. Correct.
Well, on 12, if you come in right now.
Oh, on 12.
Not the final configuration, but right now, you are. It's going to be a change in your driving pattern because you are going to have to weave across 10 to get off at college, which, you know, the I-10 West traffic has been doing since the interstate was
right.
built.
So
it's just a little change in the personnel.
So for the next 6 to 8 weeks, for roughly the next just shy of 2 months, what we're looking at here is getting off at college if you're on 12 is basically the same process as getting off at college if you're on 10 since the beginning of time. I mean, it's you're flip-flopping it right now until you can get the lane built out.
That's exactly right. And it's not because we're trying to punish the people on 12 or anything like that. It's because we need to construct the dedicated exit lanes. But I'm going to tell you, Brian, change is difficult for people, and every time that we do any project at all, if there's any kind of change, there are people who are upset about it and can get confused. But once you get used to your driving pattern and you do it a couple of times, then drivers usually will try to find the path of least resistance, and everything gets back to normal.
Well, then we got Rodney Mallett on with us from the Department of Transportation. There's big changes coming to the 10-12 merge and College Drive with the College Drive flyover. And this was one that I don't really understand, Rodney, because this is one where you're talking about, you know, 2 months worth of pain for a lifetime of having things much, much easier. Because if your commute is A, 12 westbound, and B, getting off at college, you're actually going to be getting off the interstate before it merges. I mean, it's a benefit to 10 for sure, but it's also a benefit for 12 because as you come westbound, if I'm not mistaken, that new off ramp is going to be right after the big turnaround to loop over to I-10 eastbound.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And it's a benefit really for everyone because I drive it just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to that 10-12 merge with during the peak hours, you have people who are trying to get off at college or planning ahead to get off at Acadian or people who want to go downtown or toward Lafayette, and you have people just weaving and merging everywhere, and people start hitting their brakes, and it just causes congestion and confusion. And you know, we're going to take all of that out of the equation, and like you said, that's going to be in 2 months. It's going to be totally out of the equation. And I believe we will not have any complaints once we reach that final phase.
Oh, come on, Rodney. You know you have some.
Oh, I know. Believe me. There's some people who just aren't happy. And I heard you talking on the
That was all off there. No. Yes, there's some folks that just wake up looking to be mad at things, for sure. Hey,
The Internet Warriors come out strong.
Yes. God, I can imagine so. I got two more for you real quick before we get you out of here. And greatly, greatly appreciate your time this early in the morning. The first one is about the exit lanes itself. Once this is all constructed, and you're getting off 12 before the merge to get off at College Drive, what does that look like as far as the width of that off ramp? I mean, are we talking about like 2-3 exit lanes to get, like, once you're off the interstate? That's a whole lot of volume. So you got to have a whole lot of room for all the 10 and 12 people getting off.
We do. We have a whole lot of room on both sides. There's going to be a dedicated lane on 10 and a dedicated lane on 12. Mm-hmm. Once you make that decision to get off at College, you'll be getting off at College. And the changes at the actual College exit, once you get off, right now, there's that little weaving action to get off and go right and get on corporate.
Yeah.
Well, corporate's going to have a dedicated lane.
So let's go.
So, yeah, once you get off at College right there, by that shopping center, you just stay in that lane and you can go to corporate. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going up College, like you're heading toward, Webb Park, you'll have a turn lane to get on corporate as well. So that's going to help traffic flow right there a lot. And so we are taking in consideration the volume and the congestion that comes off both of those, 10 and 12.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do what we can to mitigate that at the actual exit.
Yeah, at that point, the hard part's going to be convincing everybody that's going to corporate to keep it moving, because they're not going to have to stop at all.
Hopefully, and I think I don't have the plans memorized, but I believe there's an actual curb there. That if you make that decision that you're going in that lane to corporate, you are going in that lane to corporate.
Last one before we get you out of here, we got Rodney Mallett from the Department of Transportation talk about this, the College Drive flyover, the actual implementation time. When are we going to start to see like lane movement and blockages and more barrels moving in different directions here? Is that during the day today or is it tonight?
Well, they're preparing behind the, you didn't see it. When you came in this morning because it was dark.
Right.
But right now where 12 is going to be, they are working on that right now day and night. And so throughout the day, they'll continue to do that. And then during the evening, they're going to start moving everything and putting up the barrier walls where 12 is right now to get people over to the new configuration. And that is hopefully going to be open, supposedly scheduled for 5:00 in the morning. And I'll be driving it in the morning.
Well, good luck to you, Rodney. I always appreciate the updates. Always appreciate the time.
Always. Anytime you need anything, you know how to reach me.
Yes, I do. We'll talk to you soon, sir.